You mean on wash days?
Well, but, yeah, that's good. Or what I was thinking of is what you call maybe a term that would cover both washing and ironing.
I don't know. Let me see. See, now I could do it for today, but I can't do it for right then, because when you wash now, you go to the laundromat.
Yeah.
That
well,
I like.
Yeah, that's kind of the word I was thinking of, was
yeah.
How you'd use the word, a word that you'd use, like if you just took the clothes into town, you'd take them to the...
laundromat.
Or if you were, that's where you do it yourself.
Yes.
But if you were going to just take it and they do it for you.
To the laundry.
All right. And now, you showed me this this porch on the diagram. Was that flat on the ground or was it
no,
elevated?
No, it was elevated. You had to go up about four, you had to come up about four steps.
Okay. And how did you get up to the attic?
I don't know. You know, like, it wasn't what you would call enough room so that you could make a room out of it. It was just the roof of the house, I saw. Like,
and there was no way to get up
mm-mm.
there without a ladder or something.
That's right.
What would you call steps inside the house, like going up to the second floor? Do you have a special name for that?
Upstairs, but...
Okay. No. And if the door were open and you didn't want it that way, you might tell someone, please...
close the door.
Or another way is...
shut the door.
Okay. And on a frame house, was this a frame house?
Yes.
Now, was there anything nailed on over the wood, kind of a protective covering?
No.
You know what I mean? That's called?
You mean like aluminum siding
yeah.
or something
well,
like
that? Siding or maybe weather...
Weatherboard,
yeah.
Stripping or whatever
yeah.
they call it.
Now, if talking about, say, have you been in been in let's say, been in Maryville recently. See, well, I got in my car yesterday and I down there. I
drove to Maryville.
Yeah, and I have many times. I've.
Driven.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And on the you talk about the roof of the house. Now when the water runs down
into gutters.
Okay. And then the water goes down the
drain.
Okay. You had a garage. Did you have any kind of a shed?
No. Well, the garage was divided into two parts, you know, like
mm-hmm.
One side was big, on the other side we kept coal
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, wood.
And the, now you had indoor plumbing all the time.
It was connected to the house, but you had to go out of the house to get to
I
it.
I see. And what did you call that? The
toilet.
Okay. Now, when they used to have them separated, really separated.
They called that outhouse.
Did you ever hear any other terms for it other than that?
No. Privy, yes
okay.
I did, yeah.
Okay. You say yes I...
heard it.
Okay. Talking about smoking cigars. I don't smoke cigars, but he...
does.
And if you're not certain about something, you say, well, maybe, I'm just...
I'm not sure.
And say, I don't think so, but some people...
think some people might.
Or some people think.
Some people think so.
Okay. And the building you live in, you said, was a...
a house?
And the plural of that, two of those would be two...
houses.
Now, what other outbuildings are there on a farm? You know, what other buildings do you think about when you talk about a farm?
Well, like a barn. I don't know. I don't know too much about farms.
Okay. What you know what they call that part above the barn where the hay is kept?
And the loft.
Sure. And when the hay is piled up out in the field, you know what that's called?